Hi, I'm Mira.
And I'm Andrea, and this is the Language of Love podcast.
How do you go about impressing a crush? Your first thought probably isn't to kick your leg over your head, but to a few special frog species, this is just as good as spritzing on some new cologne or holding a door open for their potential mate. The Bornean rock frog is a great example. These tiny slate-colored frogs live near waterfalls in Borneo, so instead of a call, which could be impeded by the sound of running water, they display this unique behavior of foot flagging, or a rotating kick motion of the leg over the head. Like all sexual communication between animals, foot flagging is caused by sex hormones. While the exact way these visual cues came to be is not known for sure, hypotheses surrounding androgen receptors in the legs are at the forefront of research. Androgen receptors are present in many different kinds of cells. In this case, however, the focus is on the leg muscles. They exist so the body can respond appropriately to the hormone androgen, a biological male sex hormone.
Research by Professor Lisa Mangiamelli dives further into the connection between this foot flagging and testosterone hormones. In order to do that, they took tissue samples from the throat and leg muscles of Bornean rock frogs to measure the levels of androgen receptors, which are the tiny parts of tissues that are responsible for recognizing and bonding to the male sex steroid testosterone. They found that while many frogs had high amounts of androgen receptors in their throats, which facilitates fancy vocal work, Bornean rock frogs also had high concentrations of receptors in the leg muscles used for foot flagging. In the second part of the study, they also treated a sample of rock frogs with testosterone, anticipating to see more instances of foot flagging. By simulating a natural environment, they noticed that frogs with more testosterone did foot flag more often. So why does that happen?
In an interview with Professor Mangiamelli, I talked to her about her research in amphibian foot flagging to get a more in-depth look at this aspect of animal communication.
I'm Lisa Mangiamelli. I'm a professor at Smith College, and I'm a researcher in the field of neuroethology, which is understanding how the brain enables natural animal behaviors.
How did you get into studying these foot flagging frogs that your paper is about?
Foot flagging frogs are a really great example of having evolved a new behavior really recently. So the species that I study is one of only about 20, 24 species in the whole world that uses this communication signal called the foot flag. So like other frogs, they will call, but this foot flagging frog will raise its leg into the air and wave it around in a circle. So it's essentially flagging its leg, foot flagging. And that turns out to be a really effective signal, especially in the environment that it lives in, because it lives in a place that's really noisy and could potentially obscure calls if they're very quiet. So this animal lives in Borneo and it lives in a streamside environment where there are lots of waterfalls. So our question was, how did it evolve this new thing that it does with its leg that very few other frogs do?
So when you did your research, like with the research question of how did this come about, what exactly like were you looking for when you were researching?
One approach that we took is comparative. We looked at frogs that have evolved foot flagging behavior, and we compared those frogs to frogs that have not evolved that behavior. But we also took the mechanistic perspective, which is we looked at the muscles and the nervous system and all the parts of the body that actually allow the animal to move its leg in the way that it needs to foot flag at others. So essentially looking at what makes the frog that foot flags its leg, what makes it special? What enables it to actually do that behavior?
And did you actually go to Borneo to do this?
I did not. There's a captive population of these frogs at the Vienna Zoo in Vienna, Austria. And that's where I do my research.
Cool.
But no, I would love to go to Borneo.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about how you conducted the study?
So we went to Vienna and we got some of the frogs from the breeding population there. And what we did was that we actually collected certain tissues from the animal's body that we knew or suspected would be involved in foot flagging behavior. So we collected the brain, We collected the spinal cord. We collected the leg muscles. And we also collected the larynx of the frogs, because most frogs will use their voices to communicate with each other. So we collected all these different tissues that we knew were involved in communication signals of some type. And then we did that for all of the species that we were interested in. So both foot flagging frogs and two other frogs who are not foot flagging frogs, one who's closely related to our foot flagging species and one that's not very closely related. And then we just compared the tissues. And one of the things that we were really interested in particular, was sensitivity to the hormone testosterone. So tissues have these things called androgen receptors. It's essentially where the hormone binds to the tissue and helps act on the tissue. And so our major finding was that we looked to see whether the tissues that we collected differed in their androgen sensitivity, or how many of these androgen receptors or hormone receptors were in the tissue. And it turned out that frogs that use their legs for communication signals, like these foot flagging frogs, their leg muscles are very, very sensitive to testosterone. And this is unusual, because when we compared it to other species who don't use their leg for any kind of communication signal, those species' leg muscles were not as sensitive to the hormone. So this tells us that when you evolve a new signal, like the foot flag, you have to change how your body is responding to hormones, because those hormones are likely helping you to produce the signal at the right time and place. So many people know about the hormone testosterone and know that it's involved really heavily in male typical behaviors. And that's true for this frog species as well. So for these frogs, we know that if you inject them with testosterone, they start foot flagging a lot.
So with the conclusion of the sensitive androgen receptors in legs, are there any other implications that could be spread across different species or to humans, or any conclusions that you got from the frogs?
Yeah. So we don't think that this idea is something that is only applicable to frogs. There are many, many species like that have evolved some new behavior, likely in response to environmental pressure. So remember I said that these animals live near waterfalls, so it's noisy. And what helps you to succeed reproductively in that environment is to evolve something different. And so that context is true for many, many animals. That process of evolution is probably happening right now in animals that live in urban environments where it's very noisy. So birds are a good example, right? There are many instances where birds have started to change their songs in response to being for many generations in these environments that are much more noisy. And what we found was that along with that new signal, the animals also evolved new kinds of hormone sensitivity in the tissues that helped them make that signal. And so, you know, it's relevant to the kinds of changes that we humans are making on our environment and how the animals are responding to them.
That was great.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time. And it was really interesting hearing you talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're very welcome.
Professor Mangiamelli's study is the first of its kind to link androgen sensitivity to complex behaviors like foot flagging. While not seeming monumental at first glance, there are implications beyond this one population of Bornean rock frogs. For example, a bird species called the golden-collared manakin have also been observed to increase the frequency of certain mating behaviors when injected with testosterone pellets. This study gives us insight into how hormones contribute to the evolution of a complex mating behavior.
While it might not be our idea of a good first impression to a female Bornean rock frog, it's seduction on steroids.
This episode of Language of Love was produced by Mira Maglienti and Andrea Weston as part of the first-year seminar at Smith College. Special thanks to our guest, Dr. Lisa Mangiamelli from Smith College, for her time and interview.